953 News Radio KMAN. We're back on In Focus with City of Manhattan Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Ushiretti talking about an upcoming City Commission work session and general agenda meeting tomorrow. And looking ahead on the consent agenda for tomorrow's meeting, is there anything that the public needs to be aware of specifically? It looks like there's quite a bit here.
There's a few things that are worth mentioning. Item F is first reading of a code and ordinance to establish some no parking zones. This is along Wharton Manor Road. This is at the request of the County Commission. They're out by the Manhattan Riley County Health Department, as well as some of our new subdivisions where we are extending some of our parking areas. Some of our color zones are being expanded a little bit, or some changes from one side of the street to the other. So if you're in one of those, either the red zone or the yellow zone on Harris Avenue or Grandview Drive, that may be of interest to you. Item H is the Southeast Neighborhood Recreation Center. This is down at the Douglas Community Center, where we're looking at building a new family recreation center for the community and the neighborhood in that particular area. This is to recommend the selection committee's recommendation of Bruce McMillan Associates to continue with that project, to do the final design and contract administration for that particular building. We are planning to use some of our community development block grant funds on a loan situation to build that particular facility there. Item I is some landscaping, kind of a landscaping design build project. Recommending a contract with Garibay Lawn Care and Landscaping for about a $54,000 project up at the SECO water tank in the surrounding area, where we have a pedestrian trail adjacent to that, as well as some access to some other utilities there to clean that up. Now it used to be out in the middle of a pasture, and now it's surrounded by new residential homes. So a different kind of more of urban look desired in that particular area versus more of an open pasture look that kind of exists around the tower there today. That is budgeted in the water fund. Also authorizing the mayor and city clerk to execute an agreement not to exceed $85,000 with GLMV Architecture of Wichita, and this is for development of a master plan and strategic plan for the Sunset Zoological Park, which was approved as part of this year's budget. Then also award a contract in the amount of $56,773 to Meyer Specialty Service of Goddard, Kansas. This is for work out on the Casement Interceptor sewer to inspect and clean this interceptor. Our own crews have the machinery and capability of cleaning roughly about a 16-inch pipe or smaller 15-inch pipe. These are the really big pipes, which we really don't have the equipment to be able to do that, and so we're contracting that. Really good bids here, actually. This was the low bid. The second bidder was twice that amount, so we feel very good about that particular bid. Also, we have an amendment to the farm lease at the airport, adding 39 more acres to that. And we also at the airport have a new lease with Enterprise Rent-A-Car, which the old lease in the old terminal building was 10% of gross revenue, or a minimum of $750 a month, whichever was greater. The new one is that same 10% of gross revenue, or $2,200 a month. So they have additional space. Enterprise actually rented two spaces in the new terminal, and are also doing Alamo and National rental as part of that.
It's exciting to see some of the expansion out there at the airport, too, when you talk about tripling the amount. So that's also doubling the amount of space available for them to rent cars out of.
So that's certainly both rental agencies do a good job there. And then the other item of note is we do have consider approval of an assignment of an economic development incentive agreement with the Kansas State Foundation on phase two of the building there at 1880 Kimball Avenue, forming a new wholly owned subsidiary LLC for this building that's being constructed as part of the city's incentive package. It is just an assignment to this entity. The obligations of the K-State Foundation on all of the terms for the incentive agreement are still in place.
Right. And there's still have to pay property taxes on that piece of
land, too.
I do want to say about the airport, the farmland, I think that's kind of a win-win for us because that at least decreases the mowing and saves on time and expenses, and they're going to be utilizing that also. So I'm glad we're moving forward with that. But it's a pretty relatively regular type of consent agenda, no red flags anywhere that we know of. We never know. So we'll have discussion as we look through it closer. So, yeah.
Well, it's 9:58 here at K-Man's In Focus as we begin to wrap things up. And if you're interested in seeing how civic government works, well, tomorrow is going to be a very interesting crash course. 5 o'clock, right? City Commission work session.
5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And hopefully if the budgets, our meeting goes okay, we'll start the legislative session at 7. But whenever the work session ends, we're going to follow it up with the legislative session.
Well, it was a pleasure having the both of you on, City of Manhattan, Mayor Yu Shiretti and City Manager Ron Fear. We're coming up on 10 o'clock here at News Radio KMAN. You've been listening to In Focus.
And tomorrow on the program, we'll have Riley County Commissioner Ron Wells joining us on the program, beginning at 9:06. Talk show format for the rest of the day includes Clark Howard coming up next hour, followed by the Rush Limbaugh Show, then Dan Patrick, John Kurtz, and the crew back with the game beginning at 4. A bit of ESPN and then KMAN providing you ESPN's coverage of the Home Run Derby from Miami tonight beginning at 7. It's going to be a hot one today. Keep yourselves cool. Keep yourselves hydrated. It's 10 a.m. at K-Man. Good morning.
Come in and see your neighbors at Carpet One of Manhattan on Fort Riley Boulevard. They've got you covered.